Letter. The Charter is precisely what makes these public health measures lawful if the actions that our health authorities are taking were effective in preventing the spread of COVID infection resulting in the pandemic we're experiencing and saving a majority of our population's lives, you might be right. But they are not. It's because our health authorities are misdirected by misinformation and fear and so are focusing on the wrong segment of our societies. It's not the unvaccinated who are perpetuating the pandemic. No, it's the unidentified positives that are carrying and spreading the virus. Mandatory testing with quarantine of all positives combined with an effective therapy would have stopped this pandemic a long time ago. Mandatory vaccination, and I use the word incorrectly as it's not a true vaccine but an injection with an unproven drugs, with an adequate safety testing and regulatory approval, that have been shown to be ineffective in preventing infection or spread of the disease with high adverse side effects including death, on many people. To forcefully subject people to such personal risk with no assurance of a positive result is against our freedoms as spelled by the Charter, as you obviously don't understand. Section 1 of the Charter says, the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms guarantees the rights and freedoms set out in it subject only to such reasonable limits prescribed by law as can be demonstrably justified in a free and democratic society. However, as Brian Peckford, one of the architects of this charter, says, this section does not apply to the present circumstance. When this was being written, it was in the context of a serious threat to the state, a war, insurrection, a clear and present danger. A virus whose recovery rate is above 99% and fatality rate is 0.08% surely doesn't qualify as a threat to the state. The former premier of Newfoundland outlines a vast range of governmental violations of the charter with regards to COVID-19 policy. He also says, you see, if these rights and freedoms can be taken away in this circumstance where the science is irrefutably against what is being done, where more effective alternatives are medically available, where alternate approaches like emergency measures are available, and where deaths and injuries from the so-called vaccines are more than from all other vaccines combined in the last 30 years, then the charter becomes diluted, people's rights and freedoms sacrificed on the altar of fear and convenience. That means future serious circumstances will be easier to justify violating our rights and freedoms using this present falsity as a precedent to bypass the charter all over again. The permanence we thought we achieved for individual freedoms and rights in the Constitution becomes a fleeting concept floating hither and yon in the shifting winds of political expediency, fear and faulty science and faulty approaches, not the bedrock of a secure democracy as we had thought. Present government COVID-19 measures violate the Charter, especially Section 2, 6, 7, and 15. Section 2 describes the freedoms individuals have relating to conscience, religion, expression and the press. Additionally, other freedoms described are the freedoms of assembly and association. Today, across the nation, individuals are prevented from association and assembly. Section 6 talks of mobility rights, the right to travel anywhere in Canada and leave Canada. Additionally, it describes the right to pursue the gaining of a livelihood in any province. As we speak, people are losing their jobs, thousands of them across the country, it being alleged that their health status is inconsistent with government edicts. Section 7 describes a person's rights to, everyone has the right to life, liberty and security of the person and the right not to be deprived thereof except in accordance with the principles of fundamental justice. Right now, our lives and liberties are being violated and the coercion we face is in rampant violation of our security of the person. To top it off is Section 15. Every individual is equal before and under the law and has the right to the equal protection and equal benefit of the law without discrimination and, in particular, without discrimination based on race, national or ethnic origin, color, religion, sex, age or mental or physical disability. Presently I, and many thousands, do not enjoy equality before the law, because we are prevented from going certain places that others can go. Daryl Florence, Cremona.